Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, homelessness and hunger are not usually topics people talk about much during the summer, but Ocean City's homeless shelter says it's been plenty busy, and it's bracing for an even busier fall, especially for its food pantry. We'll find out why. Plus, we'll bring you the story of the family behind Ocean City's White Marlin Open and find out how they grew this once small event into the world's largest billfish tournament. But first, the latest on the ongoing recovery from Superstorm Sandy. It's been nearly 10 months since the massive storm swept across our region, but many residents and businesses in Somerset County and other parts of the Eastern Shore are still working to recover. So joining us by phone from her Baltimore office to talk about that recovery and the status of federal relief for local residents is U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski. Senator Barb, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi there, Brian. It's just great to talk to you again and actually be able to bring some good news for the people of Somerset County who were so battered by Hurricane Sandy.
You announced last week that the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, has approved Maryland's plan to use $8.6 million in federal funding through the Community Development Block Grant to help lower shore communities struggling to recover from Superstorm Sandy. What does that exactly mean for residents listening to the program? What kind of relief are they expecting?
What it means is this, that there will be actual $8.6 million coming only to Somerset County. As you recall how Somerset was battered, how scared we were when Crisfield was, from its small businesses and then to the homes that were just flooded during those very dark and dismal days. So while everyone was working on really helping bail out New York and New Jersey, which we wanted to do, we had our eye on Western Maryland where they'd hit a blizzard, but we were talking to the commissioners and to the mayor to the commissioners of Somerset and the commissioners about what was going on. We went to work with Team Maryland, meaning Senator Cardin and myself, to make sure that we could do everything possible to make Somerset County eligible for FEMA money. Well, by all working together, along with Governor O'Malley, that eligibility happened. Then, again, we put money in the federal checkbook for Hurricane Sandy, but we made sure we would not leave Somerset out. So while New York City was getting the big bucks, we wanted to make sure that Crisfield's small businesses and the communities and the families would also get help. So there is $8.6 million in the Sandy supplemental that is in the federal checkbook coming to the state of Maryland to come then to Somerset County, and it can help buy the damaged properties in the floodplain. It can rehab homes and buildings. It can help restore public services, and it also could help those businesses that were flooded down in Crisfield, where I had an excellent, you know, small business roundtable a couple of months ago.
I remember being in Crisfield in the months after Sandy, the early months, and there was a frustration at the time about, you know, residents getting FEMA funding because, you know, initially the federal government had approved disaster assistance to the region, but not necessarily the residents. What's your sense now on how that process is going, you know, as far as FEMA funding and now this HUD funding? You know, are the people of Crisfield who had their homes damaged, are they getting that money that they need? And will this even, you know, drive that point home further?
Yes. Right after Hurricane Sandy, there was a question about eligibility of Somerset County. And remember, the rules are often written for big places like New Orleans or New York, and then smaller, really rural communities like Somerset are left out. Well, I was determined, as was Senator Cardin, and as was Governor O'Malley, we weren't going to leave our people out. And we really insisted that FEMA come back and really work with the locals. There was a strong citizen advocacy group there, work with the locals, and they responded. I can't say enough about President Obama and Napolitano sent people to work with the state of Maryland and Somerset, boots on the ground, door to door, doing the inventory, and then the facts did speak for themselves. But initially, we were apprehensive that Somerset would be overlooked because of big city regs would leave out the little communities. And I didn't want that to happen. And neither did Ben and neither did Martin.
Right. You know, as far as planning for the future, I mean, anytime there's a natural disaster in this country, people inevitably complain about how long the process takes to get federal money to the people who need it the most. In a situation like a small community that you know, certainly Crisfield and Somerset County is amongst the poorest in Maryland, what do you think can be done in the future to basically give them a better footing and a protective sort of measure in case that they're hit by a future storm?
Well, we believe in Maryland, and I think Governor O'Malley's done a great MEMA job here. And again, Senator Cardin and I believe in the three R's: readiness, response, and recovery. Those are the three R's of a disaster. So the first one is readiness. How we can all work together to look at where things are located and everything from sewer lines to power lines to make sure that we are flood proof as we can be, and to do those things so that you can't stop a disaster, you can only minimize the impact of a disaster. So it's readiness, and also to be able to do the rescue. And as you know, there were some very daring and brave things done by our emergency people and neighbor helping neighbor. Then the other is response, to go right in, right at the time, to get the information, to help people with their emergency needs. And now we're in the long-term recovery. That money is now coming, but it has to be documented so that it can be well spent. I have absolute confidence that the people of Maryland know what to do and how to do it in a frugal, smart way. That's not always true throughout the country.
Yeah.
So we've got to make sure we get value for our dollar as a taxpayer, but that the citizens get value for the dollar for their recovery.
When you were in Crisfield a few months ago for that small business roundtable, what was the sense that you got from the people in the community, not only the residents, but also the business owners? You know, have they healed? Have they recovered in spirit, maybe not necessarily in infrastructure?
Well, what's so impressive to me about Somerset and about Crisfield is how spunky it is. I mean, even during some of the roughest, where we were in, you know, high waters and rough seas, that community is just spunky. This is a community that knows how to help, first of all, neighbor helping neighbor. They didn't wait for government. And you and I know that during Thanksgiving and so on, the way people really reached out and helped each other in the churches and so on. So I've really got to salute them. It's really the American spirit, practicing what de Tocqueville called the habits of the heart. The second thing, though, was what does this mean for the future? So this is not just to buy, you know, new siding for the building and so on. It's really to help Crisfield with its public buildings so they can be there to help the people, to make sure we make infrastructure repairs to minimize the future possible flood impacts, and then to help small businesses be able to have the resources to get back on the feet because they did suffer damage. Then we look at our homes. Some of the homes have been in generations for a really long time. And that's what makes the shore so great. Tourists might come, but people live there, and they've lived there for over 100 years
mm-hmm.
or longer, 200 years. You know, this is part of where Maryland began. But because of the flooding, they didn't lose their spirit, but they lost, you know, their boiler or their heating plant or whatever. This is what will be able to help them be ready for this coming winter and to get back, be sure that they're on their feet.
Senator Mikulski, you know, a couple weeks ago, you called on the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate the safety of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. You know, obviously, people here on the shore, they're always looking at the bridge, seeing how much traffic is coming over. What do you think is the best solution to, I guess, the issues of the Bay Bridge?
I hear from constituents on both sides of the bridge about their apprehension crossing the bridge. The bridge has increased volume. However, and we had that near miss of a fatality mm-hmm. a few weeks ago. But it's not what I think needs to be done. It's what the experts think to be done. I'm not a bridge engineer. I'm not a traffic engineer. I'm not even a social engineer. But what I want to be sure is that I bring in the best thinking to do the best analysis so that we can have the best solutions to that traffic on the bridge.
We've been speaking with U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski. She's a Democrat from Maryland and the chairwoman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Barb, always nice chatting with you, and thank you so much.
Right, Brian, and let's talk again later on in the summer when we get a sense on what's going to happen to Congress in the fall. And I'll be happy to be back in touch with you and keep on talking.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, keep on smiling. Let's hope the sun shines. Bye now.
And now something we don't normally get a chance to talk about very often here on Coastal Connection, sports. Actually, we'll be talking about sport fishing in just a few minutes at the White Marlin Open in Ocean City. But if you've placed the song playing in the background by now, you've likely figured out that we've got baseball on the mind, specifically Little League Baseball. Each summer, adolescent boys from all over the world compete for the dream of going to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the annual Little League World Series. Well, this coastal community is rallying around the three-time state champion team from Berlin, Maryland. The Berlin boys are just 2 wins away from advancing to Williamsport. They play Friday afternoon against the top-seeded Lionville, Pennsylvania team, and the winner of that game will face either the boys from Newark, Delaware, or Capital City, Washington, D.C. This is the closest the Berlin team has ever been to earning a spot to vie for Little League's Holy Grail, and the community has come up big in support, not just with claps, but also with money. As anyone who's had a child in youth sports knows, traveling with the team can get awfully expensive. So the BerlinLittleLeague.org site has been flooded in recent weeks with donations. You can see the boys on Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. on ESPN, or you can get constant updates on the game on Twitter. Their handle, @BerlinLLB. Best of luck to the Berlin boys from all of us here at Coastal Connection. We'll be rooting for you. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.
Did you see Jackie Robinson?